The first problem was when a police officer called me and they arrested somebody at Walmart impersonating me with my personal checks.
Diane and her husband Frank are a Petaluma couple, still reeling from the effects of a particularly bad case of identity theft. Frank and Diane, we should mention, are aliases. They asked we not use their real names.
What we figured out after a lot of research is somebody broke into a facility where we had our old forms and backup data stored, and they must have replicated those checks.
At this point, which was about 2 years ago, they didn't know their identity had been stolen. Then one day they got an urgent call from Discover. Someone was trying to open a line of credit in Diane's name.
And they had our old address, but they had all the specifics. They had the social security number, they had the date of birth, etc.
They still thought the events were unrelated, but about 2 months later, it got a lot worse.
It happened on the 6th of January. It was a Friday afternoon. We were driving to Los Angeles, and we got the phone call about 4 o'clock. Someone was trying to take out a mortgage using our existing house as collateral. It was a large sum of money.
$250,000.
I became so nervous and frightened that I had to pull off the highway. It was really the very first time that I was being affected. It was very frightening.
But then it got worse. They started doing it in our children's names. And by that time, we did put, the police report in, put the alerts on our three credit bureaus, but stuff still kept coming.
The thieves tried to buy a house in Santa Rosa using Frank and Diane's information. They were constantly trying to use their credit cards. And in the thick of it, Diane spent at least 40 hours a week for a whole month calling merchants, banks, and credit bureaus.
We are classified as having a severe identity theft. Every member of our family has been compromised, my children and us.
Though most cases are not quite as traumatic as what Frank and Diane have experienced, they are always frightening for the victims and can damage their financial reputation permanently. Many people don't know exactly what to do when it happens to them. And that's where someone like Anne Madrid comes in. She's a co-founder of the Identity Theft Council and an inspector with the Hayward Police Department.
As a law enforcement officer, I spend a lot of time counseling victims. What I've found is that nobody really knows how to help them get out of it. Even getting a suspect in custody does not help the victim. It doesn't stop what's already happened to their credit. So I was self-taught in helping victims of identity theft, but realized only the victims who actually got to me got that assistance and that all of them deserved it.
The council is a collection of volunteers from law enforcement, law firms, credit unions, and former victims. They help people get their life back on track, fighting off debt collectors, solving banking disputes, and talking with the DMV, for example. Prevention, she says, is much easier. Here's what she's done.
I have password protected everything. I've had my information taken off of information databases. So I've taken a lot of steps because I've seen how horrible it has been for other people.
Frank and Diane agree that while theft will plague them for years to come, it's the concern for their kids that's the very worst of what's happened to them. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Vinton.